1-800-875-5179.
It's getting deep in California, sadly. Nothing but mud in some parts. Mudslides starting to happen for real after 4 days of rain. In Haiti, 400,000 quake victims are going to be resettled into camps. And Hugo, the butcher Chavez, is actually blaming the U.S. weapons tests, is what he says, on the quake. Oh, give me a break. First the Pat Robertson thing, and then this deal with Hugo Chavez. Ben Bernanke, by the way, not such a shoo-in. He did get the cover of Time magazine as the person of the year, but will he even keep his job? Senate Democrats aren't sure they have enough votes to reconfirm Ben Bernanke as the Federal Reserve Chairman. Ooh, you know that old thing about counting your chickens before they're hatched? Could come to roost for Bernanke. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. As you can tell, we zig and zag all over the place, and coming up in this version of America Tonight, boy, we have a lot of things we're going to jump to. A lot of them heavy, obviously, and we'll get on the soapbox, but we're also going to talk about $1 million wedding cake, and you do have a chance to win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight simply by nailing the score. That happens in our third hour. Our supercomputer in our plush studios in Minneapolis will be rolled out. In fact, I think it's pretty heavy to push the thing. So they get it out earlier in the day, do a test run. You know, Donovan Madsen, he's so professional. I'm sure they've done a couple of test runs already, not causing any kind of a quake anywhere near or outside of the city of Minneapolis, I'll have you know. But we'll run that computer in the third hour. It will randomly pick the game of the week. Now, there's only two games to choose from. The NFC Championship game, Minneapolis visiting New Orleans, or the AFC Championship game, and that would be Jets. That would be the Jets and Indianapolis. So I don't know which game will be chosen. You don't have to know anything about football. You call us. It's just like circling lottery numbers. Tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score will be. Then you're locked and loaded, and maybe you will get bragging rights and all of those awesome prizes that are just stored up in our closet. Besides the Ben Bernanke thing that is stunning, I think, to the people around him, because it was supposedly this was a shoe-in done deal kind of deal. Besides that, and related to money, tongues were wagging once again about the banks, because it was, what, a week and a half ago that the president said, look, this cannot happen again to the American people. He came down hard on the big banks, said it was ridiculous when they flaunted their bonuses after we bailed their tushes out of the fire. So now let's see what kind of teeth we get in this whole sort of reform deal, right? And the global banking industry was actually, if you looked at the markets across the board, thrown into a little bit of chaos after Obama responded to, you know, all this public outrage over the financial crisis, and he's proposing some pretty far-reaching overhaul regulations of Wall Street. In fact, the most since the 1930s. Now, in the reforms, you might have the restructuring of some super, super, uber big names in U.S. finance. Do you know who they are? You know who they are. The bad guys. You want the list? J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, to name a few. And Obama is standing by this deal that never again will the American taxpayer be held hostage by a bank that is too big to fail. Methinks that there is something more to this than meets the eye. What happened in Massachusetts? Hey, one state, one Senate seat, healthcare dangling on the edge. What I heard from some inside sources is that Obama, of course, and naturally this shouldn't be a shock, was upset by the fact that the Democrats didn't put the right candidate up and Martha Coakley didn't win the seat, putting healthcare reform in the situation that it's in, and then was told by people who tried to do some, I don't know, Monday morning quarterbacking, I guess is the right word for it, or Wednesday morning quarterbacking as to why the the dark horse candidate all of a sudden won the seat? Why Scott Brown came out of seemingly nowhere and is now the senator-elect from Massachusetts? And some of the answers included things I don't think he wanted to hear, that the Democrats were soft on financial issues, especially when it came to the bankers and bailing them out and then having no accountability system in place. And I believe that, yes, he was coming down on the bankers anyway, because this is part of what was happening in the polls nationally. But then when you add that to what happened in Massachusetts is one of the primary reasons, not just health care reform, you knew the president was going to come out strong and he was going to come out swinging. So once again, he does come out swinging a big stick. And here's what he had to say earlier in the day.
The financial system is far stronger today than it was 1 year ago. It's still operating under the same rules that led to its near collapse. These are rules that allowed firms to act contrary to the interests of customers, to conceal their exposure to debt through complex financial dealings, to benefit from taxpayer-insured deposits while making speculative investments, and to take on risks so vast that they pose threats to the entire system. That's why we are seeking reforms to protect consumers. We intend to close loopholes that allowed big financial firms to trade risky financial products like credit default swaps and other derivatives without oversight, to identify system-wide risks that could cause a meltdown, to strengthen capital and liquidity requirements to make the system more stable, and to ensure that the failure of any large firm does not take the entire economy down with it. Never again will the American taxpayer be held hostage by a bank that is too big to fail. Now, limits on the risks major financial firms can take are central to the reforms that I've proposed. They are central to the legislation that has passed the House under the leadership of Chairman Barney Frank, and that we're working to pass in the Senate under the leadership of Chairman Chris Dodd. As part of these efforts, today I'm proposing two additional reforms that I believe will strengthen the financial system while preventing future crises. First, we should no longer allow banks to stray too far from their central mission of serving their customers. In recent years, too many financial firms have put taxpayer money at risk by operating hedge funds and private equity funds and making riskier investments to reap a quick reward. And these firms have taken these risks while benefiting from special financial privileges that are reserved only for banks. Our government provides deposit insurance and other safeguards and guarantees to firms that operate banks. We do so because a stable and reliable banking system promotes sustained growth, and because we learned how dangerous the failure of that system can be during the Great Depression.
All right, so you heard that. Hedge fund managers are quivering in their boots. In the meantime, behind the scenes, Reuters is reporting that the U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is skeptical about some of the broad bank limits that were proposed today by President Obama. Geithner has not spoken publicly at all about any kind of reservations. In fact, the White House says he's completely on board, but supposedly he's concerned that the proposed limits on the big banks' trading and size could impact U.S. firms' global competitiveness. We'll be talking about that much more a little bit later in the show. Coming up next, $1 million wedding cake. We're going to tell you all about that. Stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AerandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
If you're married in this audience, remember we have this special infrared glasses where we can see all hands across America. America tonight, we have the tools, don't we? Okay, I see a lot of hands up in the audience. So do you remember back on your wedding day? Do you remember how much you paid for your wedding cake? And if you guys are listening, did you really even participate in the process of choosing that cake? Did you care where the cake was from and what kind of icing and all that stuff? You know, surprisingly, men are much more involved than you would think in that process, and I say bravo to that. And then there's the whole groom's cake and all that sort of stuff. So how about a million-dollar wedding cake? Would that just not knock you off your feet? Now, Ivanka Trump probably had a million-dollar wedding cake, but I don't think many of the people listening to this show, even if you've done well, I don't think you've probably ever seen maybe a million-dollar wedding cake or you had a million-dollar wedding cake. Sounds like the Guinness Book of World Records should get on this as soon as possible. You know how I like records, because this could be a record. I actually called them to find out. I live in Dallas since our satellite office or studio is in Dallas, so I'm excited to see this. They have a big Dallas bridal show that's coming up, and they're going to have a million-dollar wedding cake. Butch Stivers joins us now from Delicious Cakes. Butch, a million-dollar wedding cake. Did you help in the design of this?
I sure did. I designed the cake and decided what kind of embellishments we were going to put on it to make it worth $1 million.
Okay, so was this your idea, or were there a group of you that thought, wow, this would be kind of cool if we could figure out how to do this?
Well, actually, you know, we participate in the Dallas Bridal Show every year. We've been doing it for past 20 years, and my team and I were just sitting around wondering what we could do for this year to make it, you know, really bedazzled. And, you know, we talked about, let's do the most expensive wedding cake, and we found out that the most expensive wedding cake was $20 million. we decided to do a million-dollar wedding cake. So we got together with Dallas Gold and Silver, and we talked it over with the owner there, and we figured we could pull it off. So back to the drawing boards we went. We designed the cake, and we were down at Dallas Gold and Silver today picking out all of the diamonds and sapphires and shiny stuff to go on it.
Okay, so that makes sense. I'm adding it up in my head. I'm thinking big diamonds, gold. And you're just going to strategically place them on the cake? How many layers is the cake?
The cake is 7 tiers.
Okay.
And it would comfortably feed about 320 people. Mm. So that would be about a little over $3,000 per serving, which is quite a bit for the Dallas market.
No kidding. $3,000 per serving. I love that. I'm assuming you're going to cut this cake. Are you going to do that at the show? Will you cut the cake eventually?
No. Actually, the cake that we're going to have at the show is made out of styrofoam. it's going to be a model. It's going to be displayed at Dallas Gold and Silver afterwards. And, you know, it's going to be on display for probably a little over a month, and a real cake wouldn't last that long. So we decided to do it out of styrofoam so it would last. And actually, it'll hold up better.
Yeah, no kidding. Because I'm thinking in my mind, if you make that cake, it's like that petrified food sometimes you see when you walk into restaurants, and you look at it and it shows you they've got a platter out and it has the desserts and it looks great, and then you realize this has to be fake food because it's been sitting here this entire time throughout our meal and when we came in. There's no way anybody's eating this. You know, when they whisk it by, you look at the desserts and you know it's like stage dessert, shall we say, I guess.
Yeah. We wouldn't want the bride to actually eat her engagement ring either, so.
No kidding. Hey, while we have you on the line, it's perfect talking about the idea for this cake. So obviously you're in the business. What are you finding that obviously they're still getting cakes, but are they not being as opulent or spending as much? Are they asking for something a little bit different? Or what's happened? Has anything happened on that side of the business due to the recession?
Oh, yes, quite a bit. We see a lot of downsizing. We see a lot of brides putting chocolate cake in the bride's cake to eliminate the groom's cake. You know, the average wedding is about 125 to 165 people, you know, which is down from 250 to 300.
Mm-hmm. And so if it's 125 to 165, let's go on the high end. If you have 165 people coming to your wedding, and you have to do a wedding cake. You just cannot skip the wedding cake. There's no way. It's just
right. Too
much part of the tradition. So how much cake, for 165, how many tiers or whatever, how do you estimate what kind of cake the person will need?
Well, we use the Wilton Guide. Wilton tells us how many servings we can get out of each size layer of cake.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the brides in this market, anyway, are adding faux tiers to make their cake bigger. A 165-serving wedding cake would probably be around 4 tiers. And, you know, most of the brides, when they go to their venues have high ceilings, so they want a larger cake. And we put a lot of styrofoam in there. So the average size, I would say, is 5 to 6 tiers, with 3 to 4 of them being real.
Wow. I'll tell you a funny story. I can imagine the styrofoam, because nobody realizes the styrofoam, right? But check this out, Butch. I used to live in California. One of my friends worked for, I won't even say the distributorship because his father owned it, but a huge beer distributorship. And his best friend was getting married, and I don't know what happened. He played golf. He was giddy. He didn't eat all day, whatever. And I think he had one too many libations, let's say, and he fell on the cake. He fell right on the cake. Can you imagine? So if the styrofoam was in there, that would be a dead giveaway. Whoops, what's happened to the cake? You know?
Usually when I deliver a cake, you know, I'll say tiers 1, 2, and 3 are real. And if you want to really have fun at this, have them cut tier 4 because it's styrofoam.
Yeah, no kidding. And see, here's the thing. Most guys, there's not a decorum with this, or maybe it's just the guys I know because they're athletes or whatever, and they're not going for Butch. It doesn't matter if the economy's bad. They don't want a little slither of cake. They want a big piece of cake, or they want another slice. You know what I mean?
So, right.
So, So that can be tricky, too. That's interesting. Are you still seeing that people are getting married, though? People are ordering some wedding cakes, even if they're putting in the styrofoam here and there?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I think we're projected to do somewhere close to 60,000 weddings this year in Dallas.
Woo, 60,000 weddings. That seems like a lot. Is that the normal pace, or is it sometimes more?
Actually, it's up probably around 10% over what it was last year. So people are still getting married, and, it's a thriving market.
All right, I'm dying to taste one of your cakes. I'm already married, but maybe I can come by sometime and taste some of your samples.
Absolutely. Our cakes are delicious.
I bet they are. Butch, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Well, good talking to you, Kate.
Good talking to you, too. Hey, it's funny that he just reminded me of that incident. I bet nobody in this audience can top that for a wedding story. You know, like you watch America's Funniest Home Videos or whatever, and they'll always have, somebody will always have some kind of a wedding video. Sadly, the bride's veil catches on fire because it's a candlelight deal, and she's okay, but they have to stop it out, and it's all this commotion, or somebody slips, or some other odd thing happens, either at the church or the reception, or there's a weather mishap. But I still, to this day, of everywhere I've been, every wedding that I've been to, and everything in between, have never seen anything like it. I mean, the shock on the faces of the people at this reception. I wish we had flip video then, because there wasn't anyone with a video camera. Otherwise, that would have been forever on video. And maybe down the line, it would have been funnier, but that was it. It killed the wedding cake. And somebody actually tried to think, well, what can we do? And they ran out somewhere and got a cake at the grocery store, and they used that because, of course, there was no time. And this was well after the cake shop had closed. It was in Tahoe. So you're talking about a pretty small area. Not that they don't have venues there. They don't have places, stores that you could go. But that's what ended up happening. It's still the strangest deal ever. $1 million wedding cake. But how about that? Expense-wise, $20 million, the most ever for a cake. Whose cake was that? Now I'm curious. I got to figure out who has $20 million for a wedding cake. Coming up on the flip side, back to the business of politics here on America Tonight. We're taking you to D.C.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Childhood music for me. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging with you on America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Speaking of the boss, he's part of that big crew that's doing the Clooney benefit, that music thing, the two-hour deal on MTV. He's one of the headliners. I think he's in New York. They've got people in New York, people in London, and I believe people in Los Angeles and, you know, all kinds of music, rock, pop, all kinds of stuff, for sure. I think even Wyclef Jean is going to perform as well. Boy, he's got some good stuff. And this has just ripped his heart out, obviously, what's happened in Haiti and then the accusations about his charity. I said we were going to take you to D.C. What's big in D.C.? Well, Mr. Brown came to Washington. That was huge. There was a reporter that caught up with him. We're going to let you hear a little snippet of that coming up around the bend. Also, kind of political and not really in D.C., but he used to be in D.C. Who is the man who ran for president, hired a woman as a videographer slash director for his campaign, fooled around with her while he was running for president, impregnated her, had the story explode on him thanks to the National Enquirer, which has since now won a Pulitzer Prize. Ding, ding, ding. John Edwards. So John Edwards admits to fathering a child with the mistress. And supposedly Elizabeth Edwards was on board, said you need to tell people this. And so he did. He announced it to told a reporter. And that just comes out as official, like I said in a previous show. None of us were shocked by this because I think pretty much everybody had already gathered. It was almost definite that, yeah, this is his baby. A big one from the Supreme Court. They rolled back campaign cash limits. This is kind of interesting. And when I say the Supremes got together and discussed this, because, you know, now we're heading into a session, we've got some really big decisions coming up, like guns, in March. But this is a landmark ruling for sure. By they basically struck down laws that ban corporations from using their money to support or even oppose candidates for public office. It was a 5-4 vote, so they overturned federal laws that have been in effect for decades, again, that prevented corporations from using their profits to buy political campaign ads. And now this is going to allow, think about this, think into the future, this will allow labor unions to be a little bit freed up in campaigns, and it definitely threatens other limits imposed by, I don't know, 24 more states or so. So that lifts that whole thing. And I'll tell you, the president came out and said the decision gives a green light to a new stampede of special interest money in our politics. And the president pledged to work with Congress to develop what he said was a forceful response to the court's ruling. And that's he is right in this. It'll be interesting to see, because it's going to be a cash grab bag. Here's what happened as far as the decision was concerned. Justice Kennedy said the censorship we now confront is vast in its reach. And then disagreeing, Justice Stevens said in the dissent that the court's ruling threatens to, which Obama agreed with, threatens to undermine the integrity of elected institutions around the nation. You mean we have integrity in our elected institutions? Oh. And then Justices Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor also joined Stevens' dissent and part of what he read out loud. And, you know, and they also struck down, by the way, part of the McCain-Feingold campaign finance bill that barred union and corporate paid issue ads in the closing days of election campaigns. So now this is what it means. It is a free-for-all, and it does involve special interests. Again, shocker, though, huh? I'm pushing for that third party, folks, I'm telling you. Fresh breath, fresh air, something different out of Washington. Don't we always say that, though? Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
I'm good. How are you?
Simply fantastic, hunky-dory, and out of this world.
Hey, so I got to ask you a question. I'm reading this book, and we're trying to have these guys on the show.
Yeah.
It's a scheduling thing, but John Heilman and Mark Halperin, who one works for New York Magazine, the other one works for Time Magazine, they wrote this book called Game Change, and it talks about the whole campaign situation of 2008, and it's really juicy stuff. They interviewed like 300 people. They've been on all kinds of shows. I think they were on Hannity and CNN and MSN, you know, anywhere. They've been all over the place pimping the book out. But in the book, they talk about Bill Clinton, you know, who he was allegedly fooling around with, and that they were worried that some things would be exposed. And supposedly there was a high-ranking member in Canadian Parliament that he was involved with. Do you remember that story?
No.
Okay, so I wanted to see if it was. See, you would know, because you pay attention to the papers, so I wanted to know if there was anything being reported there.
Well, maybe it happened, maybe it was. Okay, we're talking Clinton, so at the time the Prime Minister would have been probably Jean Chrétien, the guy who spoke with that, you know, that little bit of a, you know, speech impediment.
Right.
No, 92, no.
No, we were talking about before she ran, so we're talking about 06-07.
Okay, 06-07, that could have been Stephen Harper.
Right, if Harper was the Prime Minister,
right.
It's somebody that was involved in Parliament, it was a woman. I'll think of her name,
okay.
and I'll ask you about it another time.
Yeah, you think if your name is the Jets upset the Colts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. Hey, it's nice to dream, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it is.
it is nice to dream. Okay, tonight's news on, especially the local news, was not what happened in Haiti. Now, this had to be something really big to get the Haitian earthquake, you know, as not the lead story.
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard of a hockey player named Jean Béliveau?
Well, what was the story? No, what was the story about?
He had a stroke.
Really?
Yeah, well,
you're going to have to fill me in on why this is big, because I don't know the name.
Okay.
Montreal Canadiens?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, I know. But from previous.
Right. Okay, I remember him as a little boy. We looked
up. Yeah, a long time ago.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, don't make me that old.
No. I mean, he was a superstar during the Canadiens era where they really owned it. Right? He was part of that. How far back would he go? In the 70s? He would be in the 70s.
Even
60s.
I tried the 50s as well. He was on.
Wow.
He played with the Canadiens from 1951 to 1971.
Okay.
And back in those days, I mean, sorry to get off the track. I mean, today's NHL players, you know, it's like, okay, I don't like what the coach is doing, fire the coach. Back them days, it was like, you don't like the way things are being done? We'll trade you, or, hey, you know, we'll just. Way back when, this is before the beginning of the Players Association, when a player got sent down, he had to pay his own way there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Jean Béliveau was like, he would tell stories when he was growing up as a boy. You'd play, you know, hockey all day Saturday, and on Sunday, they'd stop at 11 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because in Quebec, the Catholic Church had a lot of pull.
Right,
and,
sure.
Yeah, and he was an altar boy, so... So and even after he retired, he was the Canadian vice president in charge of corporate affairs. So I mean, this had to be something really big to get the Haitian earthquake not as the lead story, but of course it's still the big story here. And some musicians in Montreal spur of the moment got together tonight, and they put on a fundraising concert. Tickets were $20. And from what I heard, it was a great concert, and pretty soon all three major networks in Canada are also going to have a telethon for Haitian earthquake victims. And yes, Steve also read it in all the Israeli newspapers. I mean, I'm not trying to put the Americans down. How well the Israelis, like you said, put up field hospitals, brought in people who know how to find people and stuff like that. So I'm thinking to myself, why didn't they let Israel run it? Let the states just sit on the bench.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Israel's going. The problem is Israel doesn't have the horses. They have the know-how, but they're
right.
Just not. There's not as much to go around.
Right.
That. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, that's true. I mean, the Israelis should be commanding the Americans. All right, do this. I mean, some of your truthful American friends said, "How dare they?" But don't worry, Israel knows what to do in a pinch. And this is when I was speaking to Steve as he was on his way to do a wedding.
There you go.
So, and then we're also talking about the hockey. Well, we won't talk about the hockey game last night. That's another story. But we were also saying that, by the way, you said, is Canadian Parliament still in suspension? I said, yeah, until after the Olympics. But I have this strange feeling when they bring down the budget, if it's not what the three other parties want, we could be going back to the polls again.
Well, you are always going back to the polls.
Believe me, elementary school kids and high school kids love it because I guess it's the same thing in the States. When you have an election, schools are closed.
No, it's not the same way in the States. They don't close the schools because of the election.
They don't?
No.
Oh, I didn't. Sorry, I apologize. I did
Mm-mm.
not know. No, because here in Canada, they use schools as voting stations. That's why.
Well, that's like a holiday. That's like an extra holiday. Lucky for the kids in Canada. Sam, have a great weekend.
Take care, Gretchen.
All right, coming up on the flip side, Mr. Brown goes to Washington. We'll talk about it. Hang with us.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD-SEED. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
I resolve to call her up a thousand times a day and ask her if she'll marry me some old fashioned way. But my silence feels a prisoner.
Supreme Court and the fact that corporations and unions can literally throw millions of dollars on campaign ads to help elect somebody or beat them up in the closing moments of a campaign. Huge Supreme Court decision on Thursday that rolls back decades-old limits, as I said, on political spending. Of course, it's always 5-4, isn't it, when they're tight like this? 5-4 decision. I mean, that immediately changes the campaign battlefield 10 months before November's super, super high-stakes congressional elections. And then that also would apply to state and local campaign finance laws across the nation. I guess, on one hand, somebody sent me an email, and we were going back and forth today. On one hand, if it was a regular Joe who didn't have a lot of money, and he could go, but see, there's a special interest. He could go, his people could go to the corporations or go to the unions, wink, wink, get the endorsement. Then they pump, you know, they pump the money for the commercials and it does make a difference. Then, you know, that's where a lot of that money would come from. But it's in campaigning anyway. That's you have to go and shake a bunch of hands and kiss some booty and get the money to try to run the campaign, which is part of the problem. We go back to that same deal. It was, who is it that we had on? We've had a couple of different politicians on that have talked about what it's like. Rand Paul, who's running for the Senate seat in Kentucky, he's got a lot of supporters, so it's great. He's up above that $1 million mark, but he talked about how it is tough. It's tough for a lot of people to kind of raise that kind of capital. So it's a great fair or foul question. Is it special interests gone awry? Like I said, you know that the labor unions are going to jump on this. And, of course, corporations, too. Think of our last election. Oh, President Obama refused taxpayer money, remember, during the general election campaign, so he could raise four times more than the $85 million he would have got in public funds. And he says that the ruling will lead to a stampede of special interest money in our politics and that they're going to come up with some kind of a response to this. Charles Schumer, senator from New York, moved on legislation to curb spending in advance of the midterm elections. See, the Democrats are worried. And then the Democrats' proposals included a bill that would bar companies with federal contracts from tapping their corporate treasuries to defeat or elect federal candidates. And this is part of the concern. Now, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said the court's ruling is a restoration of free speech in campaigns because the government was picking winners and losers under the campaign finance limits. And that's what I think essentially. But I do think that there is also that other gray area to go down that same slippery slope. I mean, this is a huge, huge ruling. I love what Russ Feingold said. He said he thinks that our elections will become like NASCAR races underwritten by companies. Well, it does mean that you and I can run for an office, by the way, if we have some friends who have friends of friends who run corporations that we agree with, whatever it is the corporation does, so we don't get in too deep into a special interest situation. I don't know. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your 2 cents. Mr. Brown went to Washington, and it's a big deal, obviously, because he was the talk of the Capitol. Everybody was on Twitter with the new face in town, the new senator-elect. And you heard what the president said the other day, that he didn't want any health care reform votes without him in place. So that was smart because obviously he knows there's blowback on that if he's not seated and he isn't voting on it. So he was caught in the hallway by one of the national crews. I think it was CNN. Here's a little snippet of what he said.
Senator-elect Brown at CNN. If Democrats pare down some of their ideas for health care, are there any elements that you would go along with? Which ones?
Well, I'd like to look at the bill, but I'm certainly not in favor of higher taxes, cutting Medicare $500 billion, affecting medical coverage for veterans, and basically having a one-size-fits-all. So I know what I don't want. Now I'm looking forward to reading the bills as I have the others and coming up with a plan. Because, you know, if it's something the president feels is important, I'm certainly willing to look at it.
All right, so you heard what he said. He's willing to look at it. We'll see. We'll see as he goes down the road what happens. Interesting side note, turns out that, of course, you know, the media digging, that he was a Playboy centerfold for Cosmo back in 1982, which, who really cares? It didn't show anything. It wasn't Playgirl. He's like bare-chested. I think it's on the Internet. And, well, I know it's on the Internet because I saw it today on Fox or Huffington Post or one of them. And it's just kind of funny that he came out of nowhere in a sense for most people, but yet he was always there in the background and defeated the Democratic candidate in Massachusetts. I think that is the story of the week, how the Democrats blew it, and how he stuck to his guns, got out there, and really talked to every single person he could, and what a difference that made for Brown. That's why he's in the position that he's in, certainly right now. All right, speaking of, exactly, freeze frame. Can we hear that again? We have sync. It's perfect. We have singers in the background. There's Scamorazzi right there at the mothership, just waiting to jump on that poor Senator-elect Brown. So it does reshape the landscape with healthcare. There, we know that, right? You know, you can You don't have to be a brain surgeon to realize that. Just, hello, they're rejecting the quickest fix, I guess, for healthcare right now. And it may be that you have to scrap this and go back to the table. I saw this brutal picture of Nancy Pelosi, and she was quoted as saying, "We're not in a big rush on healthcare. Pause, reflect." Are you kidding me? Pause, reflect. They were the ones, I'm just saying, like Senator Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, they were the ones saying, "We have to. It has to go through. We need this now. People need it now. Everyone in America needs healthcare now." Well, let's sit back on our heels and wait a second. We need to reflect on this. We need to think about this. We need to take pause. So the House is rejecting the quickest fix to the dilemma because they know they don't have the votes. They can't pass a Senate-approved bill standing by itself the way it is because of the objections from the liberals and the moderates. It won't go. So it has blocked bills. There's no question. The Republicans now have the power to stop bills with Senate filibusters, and this is the first example of it. It hasn't happened because it's not moving forward. They know it's not going to move forward. So they're trying to find a way to avoid, I think, the humiliation of not doing anything, of having no bill. Because remember, it was let's do this quickly, let's move forward on this. We need this. The American people need it. There are people who are losing houses, who are going under because they don't have health care. So we've got to do something about our current situation in the United States. And now they're saying, no, we have to take a deep breath. And it's because they can't get it. They know they can't get it passed the way it is. So they're going to have to try to come up with a new strategy over the weekend or by the weekend or something, or this is just going to fade back into the woodwork again. I think that what they should do is open this up and really honestly try to have bipartisan cooperation on it. I've said this before the other night, have doctors, have other people come forward and listen to the stories, try to put the dots together in the right way. Talk about other options, erasing state lines, setting up competition. Talk about pre-existing conditions, which already has been discussed. Keep that in there. Talk about other things that you can do that would actually go after the insurance companies, let's face it. And that's part of the problem, because who's helping the people get elected? Insurance companies, anybody? All right, you can throw me your 2 cents, snail mail wise, americatonight.net.